Welcome to Jesus Experience. You are designed to receive from God the life of His Son, Jesus Christ. And through the life of Christ in you, you will live and affect the world around you. Now, here is Dr. Gary V. Whetstone.
Is Jesus Christ hope? If a definition brings the understanding of something, if I go up to this speaker and I say, you are a speaker, but if somebody uses it to step on it, to reach up to get something, it's a stepping stool, right? Does it make it a stepping stool if they use it that way? Yes, it does. Because that's what they used it for, right? Do you know that I can make this a planter? I could turn it sideways, disconnect it, put a plant on top of it, and it's a planter. I can make it a support to hold something up, but what's its design? How many have made Jesus something other than his design? How many have used Jesus to be Jesus that he's never been? How many have used the gospel to be what the gospel's never been? How many have said, that doesn't matter what it says it is, it matters what I say it is. And the definition comes from God who says what it is. So Jesus Christ is the what? Hope of what? So now if I know him, what language am I in? What is the medium of his communion? What is the language of his revelation? Hope. It's supernatural, unveiled experience that is done in heaven that lives in a dynamic hope realm within me. We are going to step in this year to experiences that you've not ever known were available to you. Because so many have been away from the hope. So many have lived skirting the edges of and not coming into the centrality of the hope of glory. So many have lived in the desire, the frustration, and they think that, well, as long as I tithe, God will make it all up. Where? Where does it say money is a substitute for the power of resurrection? But yet I've been in churches, they said, look, just as long as you give, God will make it all right. Wow. I said, wait a minute. I've seen people who've given phenomenally and it didn't work out right. It's not about just what I do. It's about what did he do? And if he did it, then this must be my experience. Have you got the picture? Have you understand the definition? Christ in you, the what? How many of you understand it today in a clearer perspective than possibly you had before? Then you're in a new dynamic of understanding. You have stepped over a threshold of embrace in grace that will do what you could never have had done before. Because that's where it works. Something's happened in the atmosphere of the Spirit that has shifted from the conflicted atmosphere, from the skirting around, the withdrawing from, to the saying, this is how it is. We are in access, we are in covenant, we're in communion, and we are in possession of an inheritance that's undefiled, that is incorruptible, that never fades away, and it's reserved in heaven for me. And then we take the scripture that we read last night in Revelation, chapter 12, and we'll close here. And we hear this statement, verse 10, Revelation 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying where? Now, where does that tell you he was? Think about it carefully. John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. When is the Lord's day? It's every day. When can you be in the Spirit? Every day. When can you hear what is said in heaven? Every day. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Because in the zone of the hope of glory, the accuser of our brethren has been cast down. The interaction of expectation does not have a notification of my inadequacies. The interaction of my expectation in him does not have any knowledge that I'm incapable, unable, or in some way deficient. There is nothing communicating in the atmosphere or the zone of the supernatural hope that says I'm even human. What does it speak? Salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God, and the what? Power of his Christ, his anointed one. Let's stand before God. I believe in the anointing of God that there is a supernatural communion that's designed for you. If you're going to take this decree, of which we are on Friday night, how many think this could be a completely different plane of prayer? How many of you think it could be a different hearing of God in prayer? It's interesting, the choir met together with me before the service, and we talked about Friday night. And we said, well, what are we going to do Friday night in worship? And I said, well, a lot of it depends on where the people are. Because if they're carnal coming in, we're going to have to sing about the blood, and I'm going to have to talk about the blood. Because there's no way we can function in the hope if we're out in the zone of humanity. So how long will we stay out of the zone, and how much time will we live in the hearing of what is done in heaven? How long will we live out of the getting you back over to, and how long can we function in the hearing that he's saying? This week, I'm going to ask you to do something. And that is to take the recognized word of God as to who Jesus has made you. 2 Corinthians 5:17. What we'll do is, if you want to have, and I'll send you by an email, several hundred scriptures tomorrow that will outline the life that you are to have clear consciousness of. The only way I'll get them to you is for you to specifically give me your email address. You say, I don't have an email address then. Give me one to somebody you know. And I'll put in a subtitle, this goes to somebody else. And if they look on it, that's okay. Yeah, Pastor Giff will be at the end of the service. I am very, very serious. I believe with all of my heart, this time of this year, it is so critical to hear the environment, the zone in which God operates. And if we can get it, we can walk in it. We can hear, we can speak, we can do, and we can experience what is in heaven reserved for each one of us. And we can define it. Rather than have some, I will my smile, we can have the defined knowledge of I know what it is. And in its right function, it functions correctly. But in its wrong function, at best, it's a frustration. It doesn't make a good step stool. It doesn't make a good planter. But it sure works in its design. And so does that spiritual hope work in its design. How many got the picture? Now, that means that you're going to have some study to do this week. I mean, we've extensively studied the Word of God. And it's true. It works. So when we come together and pray on Friday, I expect manifestations of God. I don't expect to spend 2 hours getting into the place of supernatural hope. I expect, how many of you have expectation that the people of God have enough passion for his presence that when we pray, we're going to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so on this earth." How many think that there's enough in us to say, you know, there's nothing about this place I really want. I'm not going to be here too much longer anyway. As a matter of fact, none of us will be here over 112 years. The fact of the matter is, we are designed to function in eternal life. That's our design. Lift up your hands to God. Holy Spirit of the living God, today in this atmosphere of your house, we live in this body yearning to be clothed from on high. But God, in your presence, we live in the power of your resurrection. We live in the life of your Spirit. We live in the hearing of our prayer and communion with you. Go ahead, just pray in the Spirit right now. Pray that language, that communion with the living God. Father, we are yours, hearing from heaven, doing what you've called, affecting this earth through the life of God within. Spirit of the Almighty, we magnify you. We magnify you. Deo lombando asalem baba aduka nema chika basawe. God, we yield ourselves. Kila mano masokore mamado sawera bongara dewa china papa. Baasunga achiweno masalenga e. Baaso corre papa ando achina papa suena kadende. Go ahead, just pray in your spirit. Stir up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, letting his life commune through you. Mahaso haranda kring gere chikine masu aramanda karabando osuku faganunda karabando asaranda kidemando andende wichi. Oh, my Father. There's three thoughts that just took place in my spirit. I want you to hear them. I want you to hear them very carefully. Because I just heard what God was speaking to me. It just went, ching, ching, ching. It's very interesting. Number one, if our life is not abandoned from the natural to say, "I am the spiritual man he raised me to be in the spirit," we're going to stay on a frustrated plane. Number one, the spiritual man is who you are. Number two, the language of your spirit is not in your intellect. It's in his spirit. And I watched, if the identification is spiritual, then the language is spiritual. And then the third thing that I saw was that the relationship is spiritual. That people are connected in a sold out relationship with each other for the advancement of the kingdom of God. There's never been a day in my life, and there's never been a country I've gone to that I've gone without engaging with the body of Christ. I've never gone on my own. I've never gone as Gary Whetstone trying to do something. Never. I could not picture what it would be like without the connection of being a functional part of the living body of Christ. Whether it's in Uruguay, Paraguay, whether it's in Eurasia, whether it's in Russia, whether it's in Japan or India, it doesn't make any difference. The fact is, there's this inside of me that looks for where the body is because I'm part of it. I'm not isolated, not insulated, I'm connected. And I'm connected regardless if it's in Delaware or if it's in Ireland or if it's in Nigeria or it's in South Africa. It doesn't matter, I'm connected. And I believe that many of us, and this is what I saw, I just heard three specific clear thoughts. There must be the radical sellout of connection to the body of Christ. And where you connect is in the local church. You cannot connect globally until you're connected locally. It doesn't work. This life of your spirit is designed by God to connect in the local body of Christ, and then it fits in the entire body of Christ. It fits everywhere and it fits anywhere perfect. You can move in different dynamics, you can move in different countries because you know you have connection.
Thank you for listening to this Jesus Experience teaching with Dr. Gary V. Whetstone. We want to connect with you at your Jesus Experience. Please visit our website, JesusExperience.com, where you can view our complete teaching archives, enroll in our free School of Biblical Studies, watch live services, and communicate with us. You can connect with Jesus Experience on Facebook and Twitter, or if you prefer, please call us at 1-302-561-6800. That's 1-302-561-6800. Share with us as we share with you.